Please be seated. In the name of our Lord, who invites us to pray, here's a good teaching and learning strategy to follow. Take the subject matter that you're trying to teach or learn and put it into poetry, employing an engaging rhyming structure and metrical pattern, then attach the poetry to a suitable melody or melodies, adorned with appropriate harmony, and then sing the poetic text. And when you have sung it, sing it again. And when you have done that, make it a part of your regular routine. Dr. Martin Luther has supplied us with this wonderful hymn based on the Lord's Prayer so that we might do just that. This week we celebrate the privilege of Christian prayer. We are in the midst of the days following the sixth Sunday of Easter, the Sunday which has long been called Rogate Sunday in the Christian tradition. Rogate means ask. It's an imperative, a command form, and it comes from the gospel for the sixth Sunday of Easter, where Jesus says, "Ask, and you will receive. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you." The days following Rogate Sunday have been called the Rogation Days, the days during which the church focuses on this invitation of Jesus to the faithful to ask in his name. To us, who were by nature the children of wrath, along with all of fallen mankind, to us is given the privilege of calling God our Father. That God, against whom we have all rebelled, has, by his grace alone, reconciled us to himself by the giving of his Son for our redemption. And we must simply exclaim in amazement, along with the apostles John and Paul, "Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. And God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying out, 'Abba, Father.' In the hearing and believing of the gospel, we are given that spirit of adoption by which we call God our Father." Along with Jesus' first disciples, we ask of our Lord, "Lord, teach us to pray. Teach us to use this privilege, this benefit bestowed on the faithful." And he has taught us to pray, and he does teach us to pray. He has given us this perfect and complete prayer in seven petitions. Why should we pray? Because our God invites us to do so, and he promises to hear us. How should we pray? In the name of our Lord, that is, in faith in him who has reconciled us to the Father. For what should we pray? Well, in our fallen state, we would like to have our own names glorified. We would like to have our own domains and influence broadened and increased. And we would like to see our will imposed on all things. But our Lord, who has sent forth the Spirit of adoption into our hearts, provides a radical reorienting of our thinking and teaches us the things we should pray for. He teaches us to pray that the name of God may be kept holy and set apart from all things profane among us. This is done among us when his word is taught rightly and his children live in keeping with it. He teaches us to pray that his kingdom would come. And this is done among us when we hear his holy word and live according to it. He teaches us to pray that his will would be done. And this is done when the wills of the devil, the world, and our own flesh are restrained and thwarted, and we remain in his word and in the faith until our end. We'll sing verses 2 through 4 of our hymn, in this case, employing the melody of hymn number 36. In his providential care, God gives the necessities of life, even to the wicked, even to the unbelieving, even to those who despise his word and grace. But it is his will that his faithful should acknowledge him as the giver of all material blessings and receive also these blessings with heartfelt gratitude. God's providence is an extension of his work as the creator of all things. He has given us body and soul, eyes, ears, and all our members, our reason, and all our senses, and still preserves them. Richly and daily he provides us with food and clothing, home and family, property and goods, and all that we need to support this body and life. Out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy, he protects, defends, and guards and keeps his children. Our filial duty is to thank and to praise, to serve and obey. Let us join in singing verse 5 to the melody of hymn number 339. When we have received our daily bread with thanksgiving, our Lord teaches us that we still have more things to pray for. The reality of our sinfulness is a crushing burden that we carry with us down to the grave, and there will never be a day this side of eternity when we will not have to pray for the forgiveness of sins. God's verdict of justification for Christ's sake is a gracious pronouncement passed on us who continue to contend with the reality of sin in our flesh as long as we live. All that God gives us is a gift of his grace, for we daily sin much and deserve nothing but punishment. When we are so powerfully reminded of the magnitude of God's forgiveness toward us, then it must also follow that we begin, though our efforts be feeble and characterized by much weakness, that we begin to be forgiving to our fellow human beings who have sinned against us. The devil, the world, and our own flesh remain our bitter enemies as long as we are in this world. Their goal is to lead us into all manner of false beliefs, despair, sin, and vice. Before that unholy trio of devil, world, and flesh, we are quite helpless, and our Lord would have us know this. And so he teaches us to pray that we are not led into and succumb to temptation. Laertes' advice to his sister Ophelia was on target. Best safety lies in fear. Youth to itself rebels, though none else near. But it's not only youth that is subject to temptation. Finally, our Lord teaches us to pray that we be delivered from all evil. Evil proliferates around us in all categories. Evils afflicting the body, evils afflicting the soul, evils afflicting our property, evils afflicting our honor and good name. The faithful yearn for deliverance. This petition is the sum of all. We have a Savior from sin, death, the curse of the law, and the power of the devil. Please join in singing verses 6 through 8. All these things we pray for because our Lord himself has taught us so to pray. These petitions are good and acceptable to our Father in heaven. Of this we can be sure, because he himself has commanded us to pray and has promised to hear us. Please rise for the singing of the concluding verse.